Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Come on, y'all, make some noise. Make some noise, make some noise, make some noise. Come on, make some noise out there.
Welcome to Word Outreach International with your host, Dr. Jerry O. Robinson, bringing practical teaching, spiritual insight, and prophetic utterances from the Word of God. So call your friends and family and tell them to tune in right now to Word Outreach International. May God continue to richly bless you.
Good morning, and we're glad to be back with you.
Well, good morning, and I'm glad to be back with you again on another Blog Talk Radio broadcast. I am your host, Dr. Jerry Robinson, and I just wanted to say to the greatest of all God's blessings to you today as we endeavor to come into another time, a new year as it is, speaking with you about seeking the kingdom of God. I've been out of the Blog Talk Radio arena for a while, but I felt the need to come back in and to expound on some of the things that I believe that the Lord has laid on my heart since the time that we've talked, or since the last time that we've communicated through this particular portal. And today I'm just going to speak with you from the subject of seeking the kingdom. Has been very important to me at this time because of the fact that the Lord, I believe, instructed me to go back into this again. I had spoke on this once before, but I believe that there is some new insight to me, for me especially, in talking about the kingdom. And our theme scripture today is from the book of Matthew chapter 6 and verse 24, starting there, and we will begin to read. And Jesus began to talk to his disciples on this wise, and he said, "No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. And you," speaking of them, "cannot serve God and mammon." In other words, you can't have two people hold to one or the other. Verse 25 says, "Therefore I say unto you, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body than raiment? Behold, the fowls of the air, for they sow not, neither do they reap, nor gather into barns, yet your heavenly Father feedeth them. Are ye not much more than they? Which of you, by taking thought, can add one cubit unto his stature? And why take ye thought for raiment? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They toil not, neither do they spin. And yet I say unto you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of these. Wherefore, if God so clothe the grass of the field, which today is and tomorrow is cast into the oven, shall he not much more clothe you, O ye of little faith?" He began to talk to his disciples here. "Therefore, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek, For your Heavenly Father knoweth that you have need of all these things. And here we go with the theme scripture for today. I wanted to read that the caption above those four verses. They're starting there. And we want to talk to this 33rd and the 34th verse. He says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for tomorrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. All right, so here we are. And our theme scripture today is, and our topic and our thought is, seeking the kingdom. I want to first establish some things. First of all, Jesus is now talking to his disciples about their actual purpose in life. And he's beginning to talk to them about practical things, practical living. And I know that this seems to be a tough text, because he's beginning to talk to his disciples about no man can serve two masters, and nobody can serve. You're either going to serve one and love one, cling to one and hate the other. He said nobody can serve both of them. So he was speaking about money, things, the source that we call sources, the resources of life. And you can't look at two sources for your life's needs. I mean, you've got to take one of them. You can't have two. God was saying, either you're gonna trust me for your resource, being your source so that you can get resources, or you're going to trust in your own way of doing things to obtain what you desire. He's now talking to his disciples about a full purpose. He says, let me tell you what your real purpose is. Your real purpose in this life is, and you know, a lot of times, and I think what is happening here with us as people is that we have, for the most part, not understood the will of God for our lives. And I think the greatest question in all of humanity has always been, what does for those who believe in the Lord, what does the Lord desire for me to do? And this is what Jesus was saying to his disciples. He said, you know what? This is what your daily desire should be. He said, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all of these things shall be added unto you. So if you want to know what the true will of God for your life and my life is, every day we get up, we should be seeking the kingdom of God and his righteousness, or his way, or the right way to get it done, his plans for your lives. As Jeremiah 11:29 says, God says, I know the plans that I have for you, saith the Lord. They are plans of good and not of evil, to give you an expected end. And in one place he said, a future and a hope. And the only way we can know the Spirit of God, the plan of God for our lives by the Spirit of God, is that we understand the kingdom of God, where he lives, where he dwells, who he is, and what he and how he does things. And that way, all of the things that he said above, from the food to the raiment to everything that we need, will be added unto us if we will make him first. Now, I know that, let me just talk about this for a few minutes, because these words that are to you and me at this point, let's talk about the word seek. Seek is from the actual Greek word. And I'm not going to go into the Greek pronunciation, because some of these words are just absolutely ridiculous. And I do use my Greek concordance and all of that and all of the pronunciations. But today that actually really means to covet earnestly, striving after, to worship. That to worship. Can you believe that? In other words, we need to covet earnestly after the kingdom. We need to make that a priority and number one. I mean, give it our earnest desire, give it our earnest look. As the psalmist said, he said, "As the deer panteth after the hollow brook, so panteth my soul after thee, O God." And what he was saying is that, Lord, I choose you and I seek after you as a deer who's panting after he's been maybe chased by wolves or vicious animals to attack him. There's a place he comes to where there's a brook where he's seeking to refresh himself, and he's panting in his body. In other words, he's longing for a fresh drink of water. And that's how we should be after the kingdom of God. We should be panting for it. We should be desirous of it. We should be earnestly seeking it. We should be making it the apple of the forefront of our eye. We should put our total dependency and trust in the kingdom. That's how we should be looking at it. And so with that being said, we must absolutely be striving after what is happening in the kingdom of God and make it first in time, in place, in order, importance, before anything, at the beginning of all things. Make it chiefly above everything. We should put the kingdom of God first. In other words, that word kingdom first means proton, which means a direct with the nucleus. And if you're familiar with the scientists, and you know, we all went to school and we understand the difference between the protons. We studied the protons and the nucleus, and it was at the middle of the very middle of this particular proton. In other words, we should make it the very essence of what we do, what we are, who we are. The Lord and his word should be first and foremost in our lives, seeking the kingdom. And what is the kingdom? The kingdom is royalty. It's the rule of God. It's the sovereignty of God. It's who he is. It's his government. It's his control. He's the master. He's the one who has authority over it. He is God who rules his kingdom. He is the king over the domain. He is the king over his country, or his, as we call, earth, world. He is the sovereign. He is the absolute leader, the monarch. He is the very essence of the government. And so he said, if we would seek him first, make him priority. Well, my time's running out. You know what? You're going to come back with me again as we get ready to gear up about talking about seeking the kingdom, because in the kingdom is everything that you and everything that I need to live this life, physicality, not just on a social, not just on a spiritual, not just in a civil sense, but we have everything that we need that has been given to us, given to you, given to me. And it's in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. If we will make the kingdom of God a priority and first place in our lives, then we will have all the things that we need to be sufficient in this life. God bless you today as I close. Come back and be with me next week. As we talk again on another blog talk episode of Seeking the Kingdom. Until then, may the Spirit of God rest, rule, and abide with you and be your strength and your peace until we meet again. To you, God, and myself, be first in your life. Blessings to you in the name of the Most High God, through his Son, Jesus Christ. Blessings in Jesus' name. Come back and be with me again.